GCSE Business Studies, Topic 1.4, Making the Business Effective. A revision podcast for GCSE students. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to this revision podcast for GCSE Business Studies. Today we're diving into Topic 1.4, Making the Business Effective. This is a really important topic that ties together so many of the big ideas in business, and examiners absolutely love testing it. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We're going to cover business ownership and legal structures, the importance of business location, how businesses plan using business plans and cash flow forecasts, and the role of stakeholders. Then we'll look at exam tips, common mistakes, do a quick-fire quiz, and finish with a sharp summary. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with business ownership and legal structure. When someone sets up a business, one of the very first decisions they make is what legal structure to use. This affects everything: how much control they have, how much risk they carry, and how much money they can raise. The simplest structure is a sole trader. This is one person running the business alone. Think of a local plumber, a freelance graphic designer, or a market stall holder. The big advantage? They keep all the profit and make all the decisions. The big disadvantage? They have unlimited liability. That means if the business runs up debts, the owner is personally responsible. They could lose their house, their car, everything. Examiners love asking about unlimited liability, so make sure you can define it clearly and explain why it matters. Next up is a partnership. This is where two or more people, usually up to 20, run a business together. They might draw up a deed of partnership to set out how profits are shared and how decisions are made. Partners share the workload and bring different skills. But again, in a standard partnership, they have unlimited liability. And here's a key exam point. If one partner makes a bad decision, all partners are equally responsible for the consequences. Then we have private limited companies, which you'll see written as limity after the company name. This is a huge step up. A private limited company is a separate legal entity from its owners. That means the company itself can own assets, take on debts, and be sued, not the individual owners. The owners have limited liability, which means they can only lose the money they invested. Shares can be sold, but only to people the directors agree to. You can't just buy shares in a private limited company on the stock market. This structure is very popular with growing businesses that want protection but still want to stay in control. Finally, there's the public limited company, or PLC. These are the big ones, companies like Tesco, Marks & Spencer, and Rolls-Royce. A PLC can sell shares on the stock exchange, which means they can raise enormous amounts of money from the public. But there are trade-offs. They must publish their accounts, they face much stricter regulation, and there's always the risk of a hostile takeover if someone buys enough shares to take control. Now let's talk about business location. Where a business sets up has a massive impact on its success. Examiners will often give you a scenario: a new cafe opening, a manufacturer choosing between two sites, and ask you to evaluate the best location. The key factors are proximity to the market, being close to your customers, proximity to raw materials, especially important for manufacturers, labor supply, having access to skilled workers at the right wage rate, transport links, good road, rail, or port access, costs, rent and rates vary enormously between locations, and government incentives, enterprise zones or grants that make certain areas more attractive. In recent years, there's been a growing trend towards online businesses, which means location matters less for some businesses. A business selling products online doesn't need expensive high street premises, but for a restaurant or a retail shop, location is everything. Now let's move on to business planning. A business plan is a written document that sets out what a business intends to do and how it plans to do it. It typically includes an executive summary, a description of the product or service, a market analysis, details of the management team, financial forecasts, and a marketing plan. Business plans are used to secure funding from banks or investors. A bank will not lend money without seeing a credible business plan. They're also used internally to keep the business on track and measure progress against targets. One of the most important financial tools in a business plan is the cash flow forecast. This is a prediction of the money coming into and going out of a business over a period of time, usually month by month. It shows the opening balance, cash inflows, cash outflows, and the closing balance. The closing balance of one month becomes the opening balance of the next. Cash flow is not the same as profit. A business can be profitable, but still run out of cash if customers are slow to pay or if there are large upfront costs. This is called a cash flow problem, and it's one of the most common reasons new businesses fail. Finally, let's look at stakeholders. A stakeholder is any individual or group that has an interest in a business. We divide them into internal stakeholders, those inside the business, like owners, employees, and managers, and external stakeholders, those outside the business, like customers, suppliers, the government, and the local community. Different stakeholders have different objectives, and these can conflict. Shareholders want high dividends and a rising share price. Employees want good wages and job security. Customers want low prices and high quality. The government wants businesses to pay taxes and follow the law. A business has to try to balance these competing interests, and that's not always easy, right? Let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, always read the question carefully and identify the command word. State means give a brief answer, no explanation needed. Explain means you must give a reason. Use the word because or therefore to show your reasoning. Analyze means go deeper. Consider causes, effects, and context. Evaluate or justify means weigh up both sides and reach a supported conclusion. For questions worth 4 marks or more, use the PEEL structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. Make a point, back it up with evidence or an example, explain why it matters, and link it back to the question. Now for common mistakes. The number one mistake candidates make is giving a definition without applying it to the context. If the question is about a specific business in the source material, you must refer to that business. Examiners call this contextualization, and it's worth marks. Second mistake, confusing cash flow with profit. Remember, profit is revenue minus costs. Cash flow is about the timing of money moving in and out. A business can have profit on paper but still run out of cash. Third mistake, when discussing stakeholders, candidates often say, everyone wants the business to succeed. That's too vague. Be specific. Say employees want higher wages, which would increase costs and reduce profit for shareholders. That shows you understand the conflict. Fourth mistake, for business structure questions, candidates forget to link limited liability to the specific advantage it gives. Don't just say limited companies have limited liability. Say limited companies have limited liability, which means the owner's personal assets are protected if the business fails, reducing the financial risk of investing. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is unlimited liability? It means the owner is personally responsible for all business debts with no limit on what they could lose. Question two, name two advantages of a sole trader. Easy to set up, and the owner keeps all the profit. Question three, what is a cash flow forecast? A prediction of the money flowing in and out of a business over a future period, usually shown month by month. Question four, give one reason why location matters for a retail business. Proximity to customers, footfall, or accessibility. Question five, what is the difference between an internal and external stakeholder? Internal stakeholders are inside the business, such as employees and owners. External stakeholders are outside the business, such as customers and suppliers. Brilliant work for sticking with me through this episode. Let's do a lightning summary of the key points from topic 1.4. Business ownership structures range from sole trader to PLC, with the key distinction being liability, unlimited for sole traders and partnerships, limited for limity and PLC. Location decisions depend on factors like proximity to market, labor supply, transport links, and costs. A business plan is essential for securing finance and guiding growth, and the cash flow forecast is one of its most important components. Stakeholders have different and sometimes conflicting objectives, and a good business tries to balance these interests. For your exam, remember, apply your knowledge to the context given, use command words to guide your answer structure, and always explain the impact, not just the definition. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.